Reading out the first portion of part two of the Passion History. When they had sung a hymn, Jesus went out as was his custom to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. Then Jesus said to them, "You will all be offended because of me this night, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered.' But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee." Peter answered and said to him, "Even if all the others deny you, I will never deny you." Jesus said to him, "Truly I say to you that this night, before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times." But Peter said more vehemently, "If I have to die with you, I will never deny you." And all the others said likewise. They went over the Brook Kidron and came to the place which was called Gethsemane. There was a garden there, and Jesus went into it with his disciples. Judas, who betrayed him, knew the place where Jesus often met there with his disciples, and when he was at the place, he said to them, "Sit down here while I go on ahead and pray. Pray that you do not enter into temptation." He took with him Peter, James, and John, and began to be full of sorrow and turmoil. Then he said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Wait here and watch with me." He went on a little from them about a stone's throw. He fell on his face and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. He said, "Dear Father, all things are possible to you. Take this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will." An angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him, and he prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." In agony, he prayed more earnestly, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." His sweat fell on the ground like great drops of blood. When he got up from prayer, he came to his disciples and found them sleeping. He said to Peter, "Simon, are you asleep? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, your will be done." When he returned, he found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy, and they did not know what to answer him. He left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then he came to his disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? It is enough. The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Look, the one who betrays me is here." And now the final portion of tonight's Passion History. Judas, who had betrayed him, had taken his stand with them. When Jesus said to them, "I am he," they drew back and fell to the ground. Again he asked them, "Whom do you seek?" They answered him, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus replied, "I told you that I am he. If I am the one you seek, then let these others go." This was to fulfill the word he had spoken, "Of those you gave me, I have lost none." Now he that was betraying Jesus had given them a sign, saying, "The one whom I shall kiss, that is he. Seize him and be sure to take him away securely." Even
he touched his ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to Peter, "Put your sword into the sheath. All who take the sword shall perish with the sword. Do you imagine that I cannot go pray to my Father, and he will send me more than 12 legions of angels? How then shall the scriptures be fulfilled that it must be so? The cup which my Father has given me, shall I not drink of it?" Then Jesus said to the chief priests and the captains of the temple and the elders who had come out against him, "Have you come out as against a thief with swords and clubs to take me? But I was with you day after day teaching in the temple. You did not lay your hands on me. But this is your hour, and the hour of the power of darkness." All this has happened that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all his disciples forsook him and fled. There was a certain young man who followed along. He had only a linen cloth to cover his naked body, but he slipped out of the linen cloth when they grabbed him and fled away naked. Then the detachment and its captain and the officers of the Jews seized Jesus and bound him and led him away to Annas first, for he was the